Hi and welcome to my last minute wee podcast for politics. So we're going to start with cities of the South. So what is the Global South? The Global South is a theoretical south of the world which is lower in economy, etc. So how many cities in the South have over 1 million people? In the mid-90s there are 180-ish and it is expected by 2025 to be 500 cities in the South with over 1 million people. What are the growth rates in the Global North compared to the Global South? Well, the North there is minimal growth rate, so or a negative growth rate in some spaces, whereas the South it can be up to 6% and more per year. How much faster does China urbanise than the UK? So China is in the South and the UK is in the North, and that is 10 times the speed of the UK cities. This was in the 19th century. What does urbanisation look like in the North? Well, in the North, urbanisation is linked to industrial development, so population growth is matched with economic growth. What does urbanisation look like in the South? Well, it is a much lower of industrial economic growth, and cities are recognised more as administrative centres rather than a form of city. What does slow economic growth in the South lead to? Well, this leads to failure of cities to meet the need of urban populations. So fail of growth equals fail of cities to meet the population needs. One being lack of jobs, services, houses, and two resulting in mass poverty, shack development, and reliance on the informal sector for survival. What were the strong pre-colonial urban traditions located? So this is looking at the history. In South America, the Aztec, Mayan, and Inca empires, there were cities of 100,000 plus people. In Asia, there were great capitals of India and China. In Africa, trading cities, West, North, and East Africa. So these were before colonization. These were the big cities. What impact did colonial conquest have on the South? Well, in many areas there were no strong urban traditions, so cities often followed colonisation for port towns. So European colonisation, very profound influence on urban development and introduced European plans and norms within these cities. What are the rapid growth trends in the cities of the South? Well, their rapid unabated urban growth, which is like unregulated, just kind of crazy, you know. So the growth, migration, and natural increase. They have youthful populations with an increase in growth rate. And Africa's largest city grew 536% between 1990 and 2020. So effectively this is saying it's growing a lot because of migration and natural increase. It has a very youthful population, which means there will be an influx of youth and very dependent people compared to the older people. And Africa's largest city grew a lot, like 600%. What are the consequences of the rapid growth in the South? Well, the cities are ill-prepared to cope with the new migrants in terms of services, house, etc. And the result of this ill-preparation includes the massive expansion of slums. So not prepared, therefore more poverty and more illness. What are slums? Slums are substandard housing, either a shack or formal housing, which is or has become substandard, so basically a little shed. How many slums? In 2015, there were 1 billion and is expected to reach 2 billion by 2025, so that's a really big jump in 10 years. What is the spread of slums in the Global South? So 33% of South's urban population are in some slums, so 62% in Africa, South America, 24% Asia, 25%. What has been done about the mass slum spread? So between 2000 and 2010, 227 million people moved out of slums and China reduced its slums by 25%. But the global total of slums, however, this did not fall. So really not that much of an impact. What is the urban growth in slums in Africa? 14 million per year. So 70% of African population live in slums. So that is a very large amount. What are substandard living conditions? 600 million urban residents live at risk of disease and crime. 172 million lack access to safe drinking water. There are severe resource congestion and service constraints, major pollution challenges, especially in large cities. What are the infrastructure limits? Roads being congested and strange system. What are the effective market principles on the cities? City governments are often required to operate according to market principles. This then constrains the scope for social welfare, impact on ability to supply services, etc. What is urban survival? The harsh conditions and weak government oblige urban residents towards self-reliance or self-help. What are the forms of urban survival? So self-employment, urban agriculture, and construction of own houses. What is self-employment? The informal sector, up to 80% of jobs in Nigeria are self-employment, and states can assist in workspace. There are supportive laws to support this kind of second economy shift. What is urban agriculture? Common option to provide food for consumption or sale. Use of inner urban lands to grow crops, so that's within the city, and raise livestock. And state can grant land access, provide market support for these inland farms. What is construction of house? This is shanty towns or vast squatter camps. State can assist people to becoming self-reliant, can support self-housing, can upgrade services. How is global action, or what is global action? So it is important to support local actions. The Millennium Development Goals, now Sustainable Development Goals, seeks to reduce global poverty, aims to reduce the number of shack dwellers. What is local action? Government and community, that's what local action is. Encouragement, community, local action, so self-employment, collaborative houses, etc., etc.